Hi there, I'm Sam Rashidiak. I'm the author of Living to 100%, The 10 Unbreakable Rules of Time Management, 7 Minutes Motivation, and this is my latest project. It's called Balanced Circles. In my humble experience in the field of education, and especially when talking about innovation in education, I get stumbled by the old and new approaches of problem solving, and especially problem solving techniques. Let's say how teachers used to teach students on how to use a specific process that should pay off. For so many years now, I've concentrated my work on innovation, whether in business, in life, in education. There was a common denominator, let's say a common item, that, depending on how you perceive it, can make or break your plan or solution altogether. It's your attitude and reaction towards making mistakes. Okay, so it's very important what I'm telling you. It's not about the project itself. It's not about the approach itself. It's your attitude towards making mistakes. You see, in schools, students were mostly not encouraged to make mistakes. And therefore, possibly the most noted successful entrepreneurs of the new millennium were either college dropouts or whom received a negative feedback from their professors at some point in time. And these same people did stick to what they were after, even though most consider them in the status of committing an academic and business suicide. Now, depending on who you are and how your brain functions, you may be the type of persons who would look for a solution end-to-end before you start executing, or someone who can think about the highlights and then dig into the details. Or maybe you are just someone who have literally no idea what he or she is doing and starting to see where that leads to. In this episode, I'm going to focus on the person who doesn't have a clue. Sometimes, in order to find a solution for a problem, you need to dive into a journey of possibilities, a journey of yes, a journey of no's. Instead of just standing there, you can start walking and then change direction. Or maybe you come back where you came from and start over and repeat the whole process all over and all over again and again. Is that a sign of weakness? A sign of strength? Is the person who couldn't find the solution less qualified than the one who can? Well, not really. There are two rules that I learned from working among professionals in the field of innovation and also from examining success stories. Two rules. Rule number one, you need to be ready to make mistakes. It's okay. Rule number two, you need to keep an eye on what your mistake leads you to. So, first, you need to be ready to make mistakes. Okay, I mean, why is this rule important? You need to be ready to make mistakes. Well, I mean, I would meet some people who would tell me verbally, like, yes, we are ready to make mistakes. Yes, we have the culture that encourages people to actually go and explore and do things. But in reality, when you look at their day-to-day work, you find that there is lots of, let's say, small punishments every time you go off course with your responsibilities. I mean, let's put it this way. Yes, you are encouraged to make mistakes, but those mistakes have the boundaries that your company sets. And you have to make mistakes within a timeline and within some rules and regulations that the company sets to you. Now, this is not exactly what I mean by you need to be ready to make mistakes. Now, if you are in this situation, you are in a cage, you are in a box, and you've all heard that sentence, like, you need to think outside of the box, because those boundaries are counterintuitive, are counter-innovative. You cannot innovate when you are inside the box. However, the box itself will drive you to innovate. I might not be making too much sense in this, but listen to this. Without limitations, there would be no innovation. And without mistakes, you won't discover and uncover those innovations. That's why rule number two, you need to keep an eye on what your mistake leads you to. You see, some of the innovations that changed our world, frankly, were not originally intended to be like that. But instead, the inventor originally was trying to do something else, to get somewhere else, and he ended up with some innovation. So, as a takeaway, whether you are trying to solve a personal or professional problem, start walking down your possibilities and see where that would lead you to. Because in that process, you might find something more valuable than what you were looking for in the first place. So two things. Remember, two rules. One, you need to be ready to make mistakes. It's okay. Two, you need to keep an eye on what your mistake leads you to. In which direction that particular mistake will lead you to. And remember, this might be the best mistake, the best opportunity you've received in your entire life. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to sign up for the podcast, whether you're on iTunes, whether you're like SoundCloud, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, whichever resonates better with you and you feel more comfortable with it. And by signing up, you'll have access to the research that took years and the interactions with hundreds and even with thousands of people that led to the creation of Balanced Circles that will leave you to tips, to techniques, to knowledge, to motivation around your personal life, your private life, and your professional life. Have a beautiful time, and I'll see you next time.